The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
What's trending?
Pollen season is upon us, and a recent study found that people who do suffer from seasonal allergies, that it prevented about half of them from spending any time outdoors within the last year. Say about 56% say that they have allergies and that it has diminished their enjoyment of outdoor activities. Apparently, this is something that stands in the way of people getting out and enjoying. They call it a pollen prison.
So they're stuck in the house.
I'm in a pollen prison.
You sound like exciting people.
I'm in a pollen prison.
It's got to be tough if you really do suffer. Like, I know people that have it bad and they get the shots.
Yeah.
And they say it's like a game changer. I mean, some people it's just an annoyance, but definitely like this time of year, all of a sudden.
Isn't that what Benadryl's for?
You're supposed to take like Zyrtec or Claritin and that kind of stuff. I mean, Benadryl is like
a million TV commercials where people are outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they've just broke out of their pollen prison thanks to Zyrtec.
Dun, dun, dun.
They're always in the park gardening. Oh, it's always a community garden.
It's the first thing you do. It's always a big community old garden.
Nose full of pollen. They say pet owners with allergies, it's super challenging because, you know, you got to go out and walk your dog and you're like, no.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like
I think we're fortunate that we don't have it. But I know a couple friends that have it. They get the shot. They're fine.
But I've never gotten the shot.
They still get out. You know, they just complain about it, you know.
But it is miserable if you do have like an allergy flare up. Like if I've missed a couple doses of my allergy meds and it catches up with you, it does feel like you have the flu or a cold or something. I mean,
talk to your doctor about Claritin. I feel like I'm in the commercial right now. Molly's got her gardening gloves on.
And now I can get active like I used to.
Who am I kidding? I was never active.
It needs to be Molly's gardening someplace, and at the end of the ad, somebody needs to be like, get out of my yard! She's in someone else's garden.
She's still this happy to your be house.
Get out of here.
Cereal gardener.
It is funny how it's always a community garden, like you said. That is funny.
We have a community garden in our neighborhood.
Okay.
And it always looks so like, I'm like, oh, I wish I were that person. My friend had a plot. And they were out of town, and she asked me, like, instead of pet sitting, she asked me if I could plant sit, basically, like, go and water their plants, their plot while they were gone. And I felt like I felt like stolen valor. You know, you saw these people, and they're like, how's your plot coming? I'm like, this isn't mine. I will manage to kill all of these plants for my friend.
They have one of those downtown, like, 13th and Leavenworth. You know, right on the edge of the old market. There's a community garden.
There's a couple of them. I think there's a couple even in Dundee. But I never really see people gardening. I'm not even sure how it even works.
Like 49th and Underwood or 48th and Underwood.
There's that one right there.
Do I have to contribute to take? Sure you do.
Yeah, you can't just go in. I mean, like in this case, it would be, I mean, I don't know what kind of like firing offense, but like if I went over to somebody else's plot and started.
It's all run by gangs, isn't it?
Yeah.
Turf battle. Most of the gang violence in Chicago is based on community gardens.
It's amazing. That's why you always see an uptick in violence.
Rutabagas.
That's why you always see an uptick in violence around the summer season. It has nothing to do with the heat. It has to do with the fact that I just took somebody's cucumber.
Yeah.
Without asking. Jason Kelce is going to join ESPN.
He's going to be an analyst.
Yeah, I saw that. That's great.
I think he'll be fun. He's got a good personality.
Well, they should let him take his shirt off, like during most broadcasts,
with
right?
You, man. Yeah,
just grab random children and hold them over his shoulder. Let him drink during the broadcast.
There you go. Chugging beers. Why not?
Yeah, he could be like the fan. He could represent us.
Mm-hmm. shirt off.
Show us what you got. Well, I just saw news that Travis Kelce signed on for 2 more years with the Chiefs. He extended his contract. So
30-some million is highest paid tight end now.
Just insane.
I wonder what the average at-home beer consumption is during a Monday Night Football broadcast. How many beers are getting chugged at home?
God, I don't know.
Like by halftime.
Someone was playing the Monday Night Football, you know, da-da-da-da, whatever that one is, the NFL, and I instantly, it's funny how that sound just triggers me.
You wanted a beer?
I wanted a beer, and I wanted to watch football. I just can't get into
this stuff. Start craving wings.
Oh, my God, yeah, wings.
It's Pavlovian. Dun-dun-dun-dun, ba-dun-ba-dun.
I mean, how do you, you hear that. Well, it's, and then Patrick Mahomes, you know, he's teamed up with Coors Light. And they have, like, this whole new thing about dad bods because he's been getting so much slack. You know, he's quarterback and he's supposed to be in great shape, but, like, all of a sudden there were these locker room photos and you're like, oh, he's kind of got
a doughy body. Yeah, he does. Molly laughs.
No, it's just you just imagine these guys to be just some sort of, like, Sparta, you know, Greek god type of thing. And they and you're like, oh. So they have now dad bod merch. So it's just basically dad bod and Coors Light is getting on the bandwagon with Patrick Mahomes. There is talk of a veterinary shortage here in the States.
What's the school around here everybody goes to? Is it KU?
Iowa, and then Kansas has got a good program too.
Like K-State? Which one is it?
I think it's Iowa State, Jeff, because they wanted me to take Wrigley up there for some type of deal.
Kansas has also got a great veterinary program. It's sad because Nebraska I don't know if
there's a shortage. Yeah.
Well, why is it? It reminds me of like back in the day, we were supposed to become priests. When I hear parents mention the fact that their kid wants to go to vet school, they're always disappointed and they say it with hushed tones. Wants to become a vet. Well, because it's a ton of school.
It is a ton of school.
They always want them to be a doctor instead.
Yeah, because it's the amount of school that you do.
I'm saying a real doctor.
Oh.
As in get
this
paid.
Is why.
As in get paid.
I think vets make good money, right? Yeah. I would assume so.
I would think so.
I guess
so.
I don't know what they make. There must not be that much if there's an actual shortage of veterinarians.
They're saying 47 states are facing some form of vet shortage, and the high cost of schooling is one of the contributing factors.
It's K-State.
It's K-State, okay.
I don't think it's KU, it's K-State.
People.
In Manhattan. But more people own pets than ever before.
That's what I was going to say. That's probably what it is.
Well, it seems like gangbusters. Like people don't say no to anything.
Mm-mm.
Pet owners will spare no costs. You know, they're like, oh, my doctor says is getting another heart transplant.
went through some stuff.
Back in the day, the vet didn't even let you. They're like, no, we're putting him down. They're like, why? They're like, he's got a bad knee.
Yeah.
Now people, you know.
Yeah, my old vet, he was very, I mean, he was, when he had mentioned putting dogs down, our dogs, he would just say, you know, it's okay. That's how he would say. But then it looked like he got excited. All right, this is weird.
He was an animal serial killer.
Excited?
I say we put him down.
It's a terrible accusation.
Look at his teeth. He has bad teeth. Let's put him down. You know, it's okay to put them down. We should put them down.
Let me do it.
Are you ready? We're not ready. We need a few days.
All right, so we need vets.
Yeah, we need vets. That's Joe right there. End of beginning. He's the guy from Stranger Things, Molly said yesterday, right?
Yes, yeah. So he's Steve from Stranger Things.
Steve!
He's from Chicago, and apparently he started out as like actor-musician.
Okay.
Is there anything Steve can't do?
Right, he's got great hair.
Doja Cat or something want to get with him? I just remember everybody. He was like the big hot thing.
Yeah, isn't he dating his co-host?
No, that's the other guy that was
I didn't go down the rabbit hole like you guys did with Stranger Things. I only made it a couple seasons.
Oh, you did? It got worse as it got.
Well, I shouldn't go back?
No.
Oh, I liked it.
No, it's awful. It's just bad casting. They look too old to be, you know, they aged pretty quickly in 3 years. In three seasons. And even, what's her name? Miley Brown?
Millie.
Even she was like, end this already.
Who's dating in real life Nancy? the character.
Nancy is dating in real life her boyfriend on the, you know, that, what's his, Charlie, I think is his name in real life.
Okay.
They
okay.
were dating. He's troubled. Like, he got, I'm hoping that he's kind of straightened out, but in real life, he's, like, struggled with some addiction issues, and he got caught once, like, trying to get, like, when he was traveling.
Is this the kid that never ages? Is he the super curly-haired guy that sings?
No. Okay. No.
Got
this
Tom.
Is the older brother. It's Winona Ryder's older son. I'm trying to remember what his name is on the show.
And anyone who's a fan is probably screaming at the radio.
I know. I'm sorry, okay?
No, I made this happen. But back to Charlie's music or whoever the hell is singing.
Steve, Jeff, come on. Miley's, or what is her name? How do you
Millie.
Pronounce it? Millie. Yeah, Millie's engaged to John Bon Jovi's kid.
Yep.
I know too much.
Yeah, it's the second generation. Everybody's kids are good looking.
Yeah, yeah. I love her. She's great.
He looks so much like his dad. That's the crazy thing about the Bon Jovi kid. It's Joe Keery is the guy who plays Steve and then has this, you know, album out now. And then Charlie Heaton plays Jonathan, and he's the one who dates the real life Nancy. So they're like a couple on screen and off screen.
Okay.
I had no idea.
That's the whole thing. The kids, we loved it. It was really neat.
Gaten is
Gaten.
Yeah, Gaten. He's got something going on. He has like he's super talented, sing, play instruments, and all that stuff. But I think he doesn't age.
He's got some sort of genetic marker or something, and that's why he with the teeth and things like that. The Gaten Matrizano or
Matrizano. Okay. Will never age.
He's really 65, Jeff.
Right. Man, I think we should start our podcast just about Stranger Things called What?
Huh?
It's really good. They learn about the show in real time. Yeah. It's three people who have never seen Stranger Things.
You get to painfully listen to them awkwardly.
You get to, it's interactive. You get to scream at the podcast.
You get to scream along. No, that's not even the guy.
Come on.
Is there another season coming out? I didn't know you liked this that much. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I love it.
Okay. We'll be right back. Big Party Show. Count 94.1. This is jam, baby. Victoria Monet with Own My Mama. All right, we got another message here from same guy, Sean Weed.
It's Sean Weedy. Just wanted to add in also on the looky-loo situation. Emergency managers, law enforcement, firefighters, they really dislike it when there are a lot of looky-loos. And for the neighborhoods themselves, it's awful. I've lived through a tornado. Back in 2000, my hometown of Parsons, Kansas was hit by a tornado, and people were just streaming in trying to get a look at the damage, and it was stopping needed personnel to get to those who needed help the most. And it's just really difficult for those people to start, you know, basically rebuilding their lives. They can't get the needed services because folks are just wandering around town looking at things. The other aspect is, make sure you go through the American Red Cross or another organization that is trusted to help out if you want to do something. Don't just randomly pack up some stuff and take it to some random house. Use an organization that is trusted, like the American Red Cross, to get needed funds. And they need money more than anything. So make sure you donate money to the American Red Cross or Salvation Army. They're great organizations. But right now, the best thing you could do for those folks is just donate and pray for them.
All right.
Thank you, buddy. That guy's great.
Yeah, he's awesome.
That Parsons tornado was bad. That one down in Kansas.
I wasn't familiar with that.
Don't be a looky-loo. I saw how Omaha Scanner said they busted two meth heads trying to dig around in, they're trying to loot.
They're loot. Yes. Yeah. They had the stuff. It was late at night on a Sunday, parked in a dead end road, and they're going to scoot on over. Those aren't looky-loos. Those are looters.
I'm saying you should treat them like pirates. They should tie him to a fence post and have a sign on them.
Yeah, I agree.
And they're alive, but it just says looters.
Yeah.
They're like all tied up to it, like, sorry. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Here. And at night, you just throw a blanket over them and uncover it in the morning.
What did we do back in the day when they would put you in the stocks in the center of town?
Mm-hmm. Is that the thing that looked like a birdcage? Oh, no. I know what you're talking about. Okay.
No, this is the thing where, like, your head went through and your hands went through and it clapped down on top of you. It was, like, something that they used out, like, in Salem and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, you put it in the town square. It was a little bit of shame.
It never made it to the Midwest.
A little bit of public shaming. Maybe hang a sign on them, like what they did. Burgled.
Burgle.
You could throw tomatoes at them.
It's a great word.
And then you let up. They get let out, like, in a couple of days.
Oh, they do. Oh, it's not. Oh, I thought it was be death.
No,
death from there. Okay.
No, no, no,
it was just public shaming. God, shame. That's what we should do with those looters. Public shaming.
People
would
be like, yeah, I saw you in the town square a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
I threw a tomato at you.
Oh, I remember.
I love that word, looky-loos. Looky-loos. It just
Well, that's what I'm
saying.
What's worse than a looky-loo?
A looter.
Looter.
Yeah.
A looky-looter.
Oh, looky-loo-looter.
Okay, we'll be back. All right, that's me, Beyonce.
There's a lot going on at that, the end of that song.
I don't know what's happening. All right. Again, you're missing any pets from that tornado. We just had Pam in there, and the one thing she was talking about was the geckos. So
get your geckos, people.
Yeah, go get your geckos.
You know what? It's time to gather your geckos.
Gather them. Gather them all. All right, Taylor Swift, you want to go to London and see her, you can go online, channel94.com, and sign up to win, become a qualifier. So, good luck to you guys there. All right, we're out of here. Storms today. I guess we're supposed to start around 3.
There's a baseball game at 6 down at Schwab if you want to see Creighton play Nebraska. That's okay. Always kind of a fun one. Hopefully it'd be nice that the rain could stay away and watch a little baseball down at the park. Creighton, Nebraska.
Yeah. That's
back in the day when that thing was at Rosenblatt, remember there used to be a sellout?
Yes. Yes, it used to, but not so much these days. During the regular season anyway. But all right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a safe day and do yourself good.
And Funplex Water Park and Rides are sending you to London to see Taylor Swift. Your hot girl summer will be bussing Taylor's The Eras Tour at Wembley Stadium in London. Open the Channel app or go to channel941.com, click Taylor and win. Powered by LP Limited. You, your bestie, and the VIP treatment for Taylor in London. From Channel
94.1. Dane Cook, the fresh new flavor tour.
This is anybody here getting a wedding invitation in the mail. Ready? When? What weekend have you stolen from me? July 3rd! That's great! Where is it? Yosemite National Park, outside wedding.
Dane Cook, live on stage at Steelhouse Omaha, September 29th. Get tickets this Friday at 10 a.m. at steelhouseomaha.com. Above it all, the new special is available to stream now at danecook.com.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.